Can you tell me what a virus hunter is?
Those are people who go into remote locations typically and try and extract specimens, that is, secretions from wild animals, with the objective being to find viruses that are circulating among animals.
David Willman is an investigative reporter for The Post, and he has spent the last year looking into a high-stakes type of virus hunting.
The virus hunting that we're putting a real emphasis on here is highly risky research involving animal-to-animal transmitted pathogens that have never crossed the line and infected human beings. There are tens of thousands of them, and only a tiny, minuscule number of that cohort would ever be expected to infect a human being. But the efforts are to go out there, collect these materials, learn more about them.
The goal behind all this is ambitious. If you can identify and research these unknown viruses, the kinds that circulate among animals and haven't yet made the jump to humans, maybe you can get a step ahead of a future threat to all of us. This research happens around the world with a lot of support and money from the U.S. government. But since the coronavirus pandemic started, the risks of this kind of research have become much more apparent. What David has found through documents, through interviews with officials and experts, is that people behind the scenes have been raising red flags for a while. That despite the best intentions, this kind of virus hunting might actually be endangering the world. Today, David's year-long investigation into the reckoning with virus research and lab safety around the world, and how even scientists who are getting a lot of money to do this work don't feel like it's safe anymore. We begin in Thailand, in a bat cave.